What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
And making light of worship is a waste of your own time. Not God. He's already God. Do you understand me? He's already God. It is in worship that I am bringing myself to a place where I see His awesomeness, then I begin to receive from Him. I was telling them, you know, to put 2 days ago, it's your perception of God that determines the things you receive from Him. If God is a carpenter to you, you cannot receive healing. I am a pastor. I am a husband. I am a father. I'm even an uncle. Different people relate with me differently. What they get from me is how they see me. Do you understand me? So one of my constant prayers is, God, may you never be normal in my eyes. Don't ever be a thought or an idea. Because one of the cleansing work of redemption is to purge our heart to serve a living God. I'm not talking about fearing God, but I'm talking about reverencing God. You know, you get the difference. I'm not afraid of God. But I reverence Him. I honor Him. I look upon Him with what? With awe. I honor Him. If I have an opportunity to meet God and an opportunity to meet the president of this country, my prayer is that I will meet God. That no mortal man... You see, I was telling Pastor Steve the other day, I was reading Selwyn Hill's book, and he was talking about worship. He said the reason people can sing songs and not even understand what they are singing is because of the way they see God. That's why you need somebody to come and say, will you praise God? Won't you praise God? You think God is your mate? You know why somebody has to psych you like that? It's because you first. God is not that big in your eyes. So don't think that emotions are bad in worship. No. It's God that gave them. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. That means the core of my being, get into what we are doing. And every time I tell my son, Sam, let's pray, he will close his eyes. He will put himself into it. He will say, Father. I know that kids will be laughing. I told him, I say, he knows what he's saying. So it's not westernization to be worshiping God. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. No, please. Don't make a mockery of what you do. Or you are standing. You know, we're not saying God. You know, of course, somebody might not come here and say, is God your mate? But the truth is that He's not your mate. Let's just be honest. He's not even your ancestor's mate. He has purged our conscience. He has purged our conscience. The purpose of purging our conscience so that we don't have this sense of condemnation is so that we can serve God like He really is God. And when I look at people, you know, sometimes I go for meetings and I'm in places and people are praying. People are praying. And people are praying. And people are praying. I know what comes to my heart. They are seeking a God they don't know. You know, it's possible to be earnest in pursuit of the wrong thing. You know that. Jesus said you worship what you don't know. Now, the thing is, may you not be like someone who is taking Christianity for a ritual and religion. Are you getting me? Where you are also doing what you don't know. That's why anything I want to engage in my work with God, I want to understand it from scriptures. I want to understand it from scriptures.
Praise the Lord.
So if you say we've come to worship God, then worship God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. This morning, I've been talking about how to excel in the marketplace. And of course, that series will soon round up. But I need to share this with you. And it's about associations. Associations. And after this, I'm going to lead you to make a prayer. Are you with me? Make a prayer, which is very key. The book of James says, you do not have because you do not do what? You do not ask. That's a blow on anybody that doesn't have. Because scripture says, if there's anything you don't have, it's because you do not ask. If you ask, you will have. And scripture also tells us, in Mark 11, what things soever you desire when you pray, do what? Believe that you do what? You receive them and you shall have them. So I came to discover, if the Bible says ask, you do not have because you do not ask, and it says believe you receive and you shall have them, it means that there's something about asking and believing. That anybody that is asking is actually an act of faith. So prayerlessness or not asking is a show of unbelief. Are you with me? If you're praying, it's because you do what? You're asking because you believe. If you ask, you will have. If you don't ask, you don't have. And if you believe, you receive, according to Mark 11, 24, what you believe you receive, you will have. So asking and believing interplay together to bring things into our lives. Now, last Wednesday, we said that you must understand that what we call market forces. Market forces are not just economic factors. As a matter of fact, market forces are not just government policies. Market forces are largely determined by what? By spirit. They're determined by spirit. Psalm 107, verse 23. How many of you had a great May? The month of May. Good. He said, those who go down to the what? To the sea in ships, who do business on great waters. Look at the next verse. He says, the sea, the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. Continue. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. Now, these waves of the sea is what I call the forces. Sometimes you say, how is the market? Somebody say, market is rough. Another person says, how is the market? Kai, market is good. The things that make the market good or rough, I mean, are determined by what? Spiritual forces. They are forces. That's why in the market you have two classes of people, puppets and puppeteers. So the people that excel in the marketplace are people who know how to lay hold on the ropes of the supernatural and control the things that be where in the market. Why other people who are ignorant are just what? The pawns. So the Bible says it is God who commands and raises the what? Those stormy winds. Those stormy winds, others will be sinking in it, but others, it's those stormy winds that will be lifting them up. So what we are saying is that God, in the marketplace where you are, you need God's mighty hand working for you to cause things to constantly move in your favor. Even though you can get all the information, but you will not be able to control certain things in the market. How many of you know, in every marketplace, there are things you can control. And there are things you actually have no what? Control over. For example, you can have a shop, put everything inside, brand it, but you can't force people to enter. You can start a business, but you cannot force people to patronize your product. If you're not careful, someone could even make things to happen. That all this branding you are doing is what is annoying people. They say, what is he trying to show to us? 2 Chronicles 20:20. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed out those who should sing to the Lord and should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, look at what they were saying. The Lord is, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Look at the next verse. The next verse says, now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set what? Ambushes. That means that ambush couldn't be done by them. It is God that will cause holy commotions in your favor in business places. It is God. That means there is a part you play. And as you are playing your part, God will begin to move things in your direction. So don't be an idle, absent, canal business person. I told you that the business floor, the place of business, is a deeply spiritual zone. It's not for faint-hearted people. is not for lazy people. It's for people who are spiritually alert. Now, your interactions in the business place is going to determine largely the profit that you make. Are you with me? Now, write this down. Every person is a product of three things. The product of a knowledge of what he or she knows. Product of what he or she knows. Knowledge. That's the first thing. Nobody can do better than he or she knows. Are you with me? I've said the time without number. You do better when you know better. Be knowledgeable. Hello. Amen. You do better when you know better. So get knowledge. Get knowledge. That's why they say that leaders are readers, right? You need to open your mind to know. If you want to be a leading engineer, a leading business person, if you want to take the lead, then expand your knowledge base. Expand the knowledge base. Number two, you're a product of the places you go. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Proverbs 13, 20. He that walks with the wise, what did scripture say? Will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Now, the word fool is not somebody who is walking with saliva dribbling down his mouth and all that. It's just a fool is somebody who is empty. Now, let me bring it this way. A doctor who spends most of his time with mechanics will have issues in the theater because the people he's interacting with cannot add to what he has. Do you follow now? So the Bible says, he who walks with the wise is wise. To walk with the wise means to keep company with wise people. Now, what characterizes a wise person? When I say this person is wise, it's not because he's able to just tell parables or tell stories. Your elders in the village have been doing that for a long time. Wisdom is how you can take knowledge, arrange them together, and solve problems. So let me put it this way. He who walks with problem solvers will be a problem solver. So, the following characterizes wise people. What they know, how they think, and how they go about what they do. And constantly, every single person here should have somebody that knows how to do what you don't know how to do, that you can learn from. There will always be somebody who will show you something. I was talking to a brother the other day, and we were talking about another brother. I said, look, he's very intelligent. He's very good. But I maybe know intelligence is different from wisdom. I said, he's very intelligent. I just wish he could submit himself to someone or find the right people. Are you with me? To help him know how to go about the things that are in his heart. He will be a better person at what he's doing. If God brings people into your lives that should be mentors to you, don't compete with them. Some of us have ruined very good relationships that would have benefited from because of the competitive attitude. You can be even more intelligent than your mentors, more equipped than your mentors, but you will need them to show you how. So constantly through scriptures, you will always see God putting people with the wise, with the wise. With the wise. David, house of Saul. Moses, house of Pharaoh. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the palace. God will always put you there. So he that walks with the wise, the Bible says is wise. A companion of fools is destroyed. Proverbs 27:17. So when you are around people, don't desire their dainty meals. Try to know what they know. In the marketplace, be calm and know what they know. You know what I've discovered? It's easier to learn in silence. Sometimes people meet me and say, Pastor Ramey, they will lay their complaint. I say, so how do we do this? By the time I open my mouth to say, they say, hey, sir, exactly, in fact, what you are saying, I understand. This is how the other time when I had this thing, they begin to talk. You know what they do? The moment they begin to talk, I become quiet. There are circles that when I enter, I don't talk. You must empty yourself of knowledge to be able to receive. I don't say anything. In fact, some of the things that people are saying are things I already know. But you must be empty of yourself to be able to receive. It's not everywhere you go, you must say what you know. I was with some ministers in Addis Ababa. And why are they talking? I was quiet. So the other man, I said, Pastor Romeo, you have something to say? Say something. I said, no, I agree with everything people are saying. What was I doing? These are people who have been where I've not been, and I want to go where they've been. So I was just keeping quiet to hear what they were saying in their conversations. Because the secrets of men are in their stories. You might meet somebody that might not be able to itemize how he got to a place, step 1, 2, 3, 4. But if you hear him talk over time, you can extract how he got there. But if you are not silent, you will not find it.
So it's not everywhere I talk. Oh. Sometimes you just see me smiling throughout conversations. Okay, okay. Well, some people, the moment they meet, they say they came to learn. They end up mentoring the person. Sometimes you want to share. You know, don't be foolish. Sometimes you don't need to share your victories in certain places. A particular bishop in this country was talking about how he met Papa Adeboye. He said that every time he comes to meet Papa Adeboye, he will talk. Papa Adeboye will say, wow, Father, we thank you. Thank God for what he's doing in your life. So one day, Papa Adeboye called him and said, he has a meeting. Can he come for the meeting? So when he came for the meeting, he saw crowd. He saw results. He saw miracles. He was humbled. He now said, that, and you were sitting down. He said, no, you were sharing with me the things God was doing in your life. I wanted to hear. If you are quick to talk, you will be slow to hear. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Two failures cannot help themselves. Two poor people cannot help themselves. Two people who think alike cannot bring change. If you vote a fool who constitutes a cabinet of fools, are you with me? You will have foolish things. They can't do. People cannot, are you with me, be better than what they know. Iron is what sharpens iron. You need the kind of person you want to be to interface with you, to move you to where you need to be. One of the things that closes people to Proverbs 27:17 is sycophancy, especially people who are in leadership. If you are in a place where everybody is telling you are doing well, when they know you are not doing well, just because of the favors that they get from you, you are in trouble. Because they are not sharpening you. To sharpen is a process. It means to remove excesses, to make you better, sharper. You need someone higher. You need your kind to make you your kind, to make you the kind that you want to be. So listen, as a business person, one of the things you should be looking for is that if you look into the sectors, who are the big players? Are you with me? You need to trust God to bring you into associations like that, that will help to do what? To sharpen you, to make you better. Because where you are can be better. That's why for every new season, you need a new sharpener. You need a new sharpener. Every new season. At every point in time, God will bring you to someone who will lead you to someone who will bring you to the next phase. I have seen that personally in my life. So, you know, one of the prayers I constantly make, God, for this next place, who are the people? If you ask, you will receive. These associations don't come by lobbying. Sometimes you can work yourself out for associations, you will not find them. Say amen. So you need associations. You need company. You need associations. You need people. Psalm 107 verse 23. So you need to ask God, give me my kind. My kind that sharpens me. I was sharing them with them in the car yesterday when we were coming. I was talking with one of our fathers in the faith. And he came to minister in our church in Boko. He asked a question I didn't have an answer for. When we entered the office, he said, Pastor Rame. I said, sir. He said, do you have a house? I said, how many of your members have houses? Have their personal houses? I said, one, two. I couldn't. He said, urge your members to have houses so that they can stop paying rent. That way, more money will come to church. I said, okay. Wow. Some of you will do more if you're in your own houses. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of these things, no matter how you pray, those remnants will not come. You will need iron to sharpen you. Because if you like, take your cutlass, Magalabara, Kose, Vrata, Zaka. The answer to that prayer is that find another iron that can fight it. That's why, as anointed as Moses was, burning bush in front of him, he needed Jethro to know that he will soon die. If he doesn't change the way he's running administration, Jethro was not born again. He was not a covenant man. He was a professor that some of you don't like. But he sat him down and said, the way you are going about this thing, Moses, you will soon die. I understand exactly what that scripture was saying. So the answers to certain prayers in the marketplaces are people. Psalm 107 verse 23, he says, those who go down to the sea in ships, not he, not she, who do you go down with? Who is your company? It's people that make companies. That's why they call it company. It's a company. It's a group of people. Are you getting me? Just Dudu company. You know, Just Dudu has exploded on this stage. Just Dudu company and investment. Company is people. If you are thinking alone, you will not go far. There is no vision that does not involve people. He says, those who go down. Whose ship do you enter? Who do you follow to go down? You know, some people, you know how they enter the waters? Alone. Solo. They are solo sailors. He says, those. Those. Mark chapter 16. Tell me about those. Mark 16, 17. And these signs will follow them. That means if you want to command signs, signs are not meant for individuals. It's in a group. There's a company that God put you in, you begin to see signs. These signs will follow those who believe. One translation says, them that believe. See all this late coming? Sorry, I don't know how I got there. If you see someone who is consistently late, watch the people who are around him or her. Associations are toxic, and associations can be a blessing. It cuts it that way. If you keep company with fools, people who despise spiritual things, who trivialize sin, talk about it, are you getting me? Long before you know it, no matter how prayerful you are, you begin to have their dispositions. I maybe want business signs to follow you. These signs will follow them. Look for where business miracles are taking place. And say, God, bring me into these places. Four associations you need in your life. Every single person. Four associations you need. Number one, people. People. You need people. Start a boutique. You need sales rep, sales guy. You need receptionist. Do you know how businesses, when I look at businesses, I can tell you it's not going to go far. When the whole structure is built around one person, the person doesn't ever think of another person. Just know, that person is not going far. You have been doing a business for 3 years. You are the CEO, you are the accountant, you are because you feel that to pay another person is a waste of time. You are not going far. I know you are all quiet. It's growth that demands structure. It is the trenches you dig, God fills. The moment the containers finished, the oil stayed. That is how it works. When he told the woman to go and borrow vessels, where did she go borrow the vessels from? From people. You need people. You need people who will be working with you. People who will be supplying. You need people. So, number one prayer, Lord, the necessary people, I receive them. Write down the following scriptures quickly. 1 Samuel 22. Amen. 27. The Bible says, all the men that were discontented, that were broken, that were disheartened, came and met David. And what does scripture say in 2 Samuel 23, verse 8 to 9? The Bible says, these men became the mighty men of David. So, some of the people that are coming to you, that are people that might even be needing your help. Don't treat people. See, if you don't know people's key, you will suffer in the marketplace. One wrong attitude could block your way to the person that is going to bring that mighty breakthrough. My friend and brother, Reverend Tibidabo Peters, said that he had this church member. You know, some church members are not totally normal. The guy is just... No, I'm not being sarcastic. You know, these people that when they are talking, you don't know where the conversation is starting from, where it's planning to end, you know? It was that kind of person. And he needed an office for his business. So he was believing God. So, you know, every time this guy will come, you greet. How are you doing? The guy now met him and I said, Pastor, I heard that you are looking for office space. He said, don't worry, I'll get you one. He said, okay, thank you. He said, Pastor, you don't believe me. I said, I will get you office space. He said, thank you. He went out, came back a couple of hours later. I said, Pastor, I have found you an office space. He said, where? He called a very, you know, high area in Port Harcourt. He said, let's enter your car and go there. I've gotten your office space. He was just nice. They entered it. He truly brought him there. Reverend TB said he entered, looked at the place. He said, this is for you. This whole place is for you. He said, how much? He said, no, don't pay anything. You said you want office, so that's why I got your office. Okay, can I meet the owner? He said, yes, we'll go to the owner's office now. He said, when he came to the office, he drove him to another office. When he entered, he said, this is my pastor, I was telling you. He's the one that will be using that office space. The man said, oh, Pastor, you're welcome. Why they got talking? The guy went out. He said, I don't know. How much? What should we pay? He said, no. He said you needed an office space. And we have a lease running there for about a year and a half, 18 months. You know, we paid. They had this oil company that they were running something where they had paid for the place and then it didn't work out. And they had moved to another place. The place was just lying there. So he said, that young man, he did something for me. He did one job for me once. You know, so I told him that I owe him one. So he just walked up to me and told me that I'm owing him now. He wants to collect the debt that I'm owing him. So he told me that he wants that office space. So he asked the guy, that, what will you be doing with the office space? He said, no, my pastor wants it. He said, he needs to do some business there. He said, your pastor wants it. He said, if your pastor wants it, we'll get the lawyers to sign the papers. Give it to him. Pastor TB asked the man again, how much should I pay? He said, no, you don't need to pay anything. All for it. He says, when he finally moved his things into that office and sat down, he don't know him that I'm truly in this place. You need people. Your janitor now can provide you an answer that will change your life. Ask Mordecai. That's why I always say, don't go around insulting your security men. I mean, just because he's securing the place does not mean that's all he knows. You need people. Number two, you need partners. There are certain harvests that will be lost without partners. Luke chapter 5, verse 7. After Jesus told Peter to go and cast his net into the sea, are you with me? He enclosed the what? A great multitude of fish. The Bible says, so they signaled to their what? To their partners. Certain things you can't do alone. So in business, you need to ask God, give me the right partners. Signal to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. To come and help them. Is it not a harvest? Is it not miracles? Did they need help? So it's not every harvest that means you don't need help. There are miracles that you will require help to execute. So people are quiet. Some miracles and some billions. When God is bringing certain billions into you, you will require help. I can't go deep into these things. You need partners. When you start praying for them, now. Some of you, what you need to do needs to go global. You need partners in China, partners in Germany, partners. You need partners. Amen. Some are even say they have your vessel alone cannot carry. Number three, you need platforms. You need platforms. The same thing you've always done will produce more results, will produce greater results if done on different platforms. So sometimes not necessarily what you are doing, is a platform upon which you are doing that. Sorry, man. Joseph was interpreting dream at local government level. Nothing happened. No. One dream at national level, his life changed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know his dreams he was interpreting for his brothers that they were hating him? It's the same dream that he interpreted in the dungeon. They forgot him. Then he now went and interpreted the same dream at national level. He became a king. Meaning what you are doing, you need platforms to do them. The same thing you are doing. Sometimes not a different thing. You're a security man in one house. Then you become security man in one firm. Then you become security man at the villa. See, something has changed. You need what? Platforms to be doing the same thing you are doing differently. You are singing in small, small churches, small, small circle. God gives you one opportunity to sing at Jam Mega Fest before you know what. The same thing you are doing, you will need different platforms. Those platforms, only God that brings them. Sometimes I look at the dreams that Joseph interpreted. I even wonder which one was more difficult. And listen, when you do things for people and they forget you, don't get angry. I have told you this. When you do things for people and they don't even pay sometimes, don't get angry. Be happy that you're able to do something that is adding value to someone. I went to preach in that church. They didn't give me money. Then what? Are you not happy that the people were blessed? You know, I preach for a pastor in this. Okay, it's in Nasarawa. Amen. I preached somewhere close to Abuja some years ago. They put me in an uncompleted building. As we were entering the place, they carried my bag. I held my other bag. You know, man of God, I was just coming. I passed. They said, there's one wonderful place they've gotten for me. We passed. I will pass one house. I said, this is not the house. That means where they are taking me to. God. We kept moving. We entered the place. I thought we're branching there to see somebody. It's when they now put my things into the place. I said, God knows I'm not adding to this story. Ask Pastor Tom. He was with me. I couldn't pray. I was preparing for saying I couldn't pray. I told Pastor Tom, you know we're not sleeping here. He said, yeah, that's what I was thinking, sir. We dropped our things that night and ran. We still came back the following day smiling. Preaching, the power of God was still moving. When we finished preaching, they prayed for us. God is my. They prayed for us. I was happy. Of course, I had some money. Pastor Tom left on Sunday morning. Then I will never forget. Pastor Nuwa now called me and said, Reverend Tokula, I heard you are in Abuja. Come and preach for us in Abuja. Come and preach for us this Sunday. I heard you are not occupied this Sunday. I said, yes. That is how I went to preach in Savannah. As I finished preaching, I went downstairs, carried my box. I was hurrying when Pastor Nuwa sent 20,000 naira hurriedly to me. That is how I made it to the park and go back to Boko. I still saw the pastor and embraced him. I was happy to be able to be a blessing to people. See, it is that same place. It is these same messages that I've been preaching. I'm preaching them in different places now where they are buying tickets for me to come and preach. I'm preaching them in different countries. God will give you bigger platforms if you are faithful in smaller platforms. The same thing that you are doing, be doing it. Don't be angry. Amen. Number four, you need the right prophets. You need the right prophets in your life. He who goes into the marketplace without a priest or prophet is deceiving himself. Who is your man? I trust somebody was blessed.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.